On more anti-Israeli protests in Britain, the Fresh Demo is held in the British capital, London, and it's aimed at condemning Israel for its atrocities in the Gaza Strip. Protesters have gathered outside Downing Street. They're angry with Israel's escalation of its war against the residents of the besieged Palestinian coastal territory since last night. Demonstration is organized by the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Britain has been witnessing similar protest rallies in support of the residents of the Strip, which has been under relentless Israeli attacks since July the 8th. Of course, my Nargis Mavalaghi has been following this protest closely. She joins us from London. Nargis, I lost count of the number of protests that have taken place in London. I can see that you're there in the site. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, you're right. There's been a string of protests here in London and actually across the UK as well. Perhaps the biggest ones we've seen have been the last few weekends in the capital. But let's not forget that in other areas of the country, in Scotland, in cities in the north, Manchester, Birmingham, there's also been very large protests. There was a hope that the ceasefire that was in effect on Saturday might lead to a more prolonged time of less violence, with Eid just around the corner. But unfortunately, what Gazans got for Eid was more bombing and more violence, more deaths. We know in the last few hours there's been a sudden escalation in Gaza, with Israel bombarding almost every corner of the Gaza Strip. This emergency protest right in front of Downing Street has been called, as you said, by the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. I'm here with the chair, Sarah Colburn, to tell us more. We were talking on the weekend and there was that hope that things might be coming to an end. Many protesters here won't be surprised that's not happened. What's the message today?
The message is that people were so horrified and disgusted that on Eid of all days, Israel shelled a playground, killing 8 children who were playing, enjoying Eid. And that is something that none of us can tolerate. None of us can sit by and watch that happening. And we are appalled that our government has done nothing to end the slaughter, done nothing to impose sanctions, done nothing to stop arms being traded between Britain and Israel. And so we're here to remember particularly the children that have been killed, but also to demand that the government stops this slaughter now.
A lot of the protesters here have flowers with them. What's that about?
The flowers are to represent the deaths of the killing of one of the children. And so each of the protesters here is taking the name of one of the children that have been killed over the last few days and their age. They're writing down their name and their age, and then they're laying them just here. In a little while, when the numbers of flowers grow, we're going to be taking them opposite Downing Street and leaving them there as a reminder to not just the Prime Minister, but also the Cabinet themselves, that these are children that have been massacred due to the fact that the British government has failed to stop Israel's slaughter.
You've been outside the Israeli embassy, you've been outside the BBC. A particular message now then for David Cameron.
Yes, we hold David Cameron responsible. We say he's got blood on his hands. That we cannot believe that the slaughter has been allowed to continue. And we are imploring, we're pleading on David Cameron to represent our views. The vast majority of the population in Britain are horrified at this slaughter. They want it to end immediately. They want a free Palestine. And we're calling for the government to act now.
Thank you very much. That's Sarah Colburn from the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. I should say, though, that on Tuesday, David Cameron did make a comment about what has happening in Gaza, and let me read that to you. David Cameron said, "What it's time for is an unconditional, immediate humanitarian ceasefire. What we're seeing is absolutely heartbreaking in terms of the loss of life, and the pictures that everyone has seen on their television screen are really heartrending, and everyone wants to see this stop. So an immediate, unconditional ceasefire, that is what is required." But he went on to say, Hamas must stop attacking Israel with rocket attacks. That is how it started. It's completely unjustified, and they need to stop as part of the ceasefire. And many people I've spoken to here are really angry at exactly this comment, coming on a day where 100 Gazans have been killed in one of the bloodiest days of this 22-day onslaught on the Gaza Strip. And protesters here, as you can hear, saying David Cameron, shame on you, are saying that he's speaking completely out of context, and this is about Israel stopping this assault on Gaza. This is a humanitarian crisis, they say. It's not time for politics. It's about stopping the women and children in Gaza from being killed.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Great coverage there. Magus Moala, you're talking to us there on the streets in London, a Palestine solidarity campaign to organize that protest. Obviously, people there in London are still demonstrating against the Israeli atrocities that's happening in the Gaza Strip.